Join us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Preston McMullen of the Tina Avalon Dragon boys team. Tina played two conference games this week, both on the road. They had a huge win at Breckenridge on Tuesday. And then last night, in a hard-fought conference game at Norbern, they went on the road and came out with a 61-51 win. Coach, congratulations on the conference wins. Talk a little bit about your game against Norbern last night.
We went to Norbern last night. It was a pretty close game mostly throughout. We found ourselves trailing after one. We led by one at halftime. And then there towards the end, we started picking up our defense and tightened up our defense, kind of kept them out of the lane a little bit. And we grinded out a nice close win there at the end. It's pretty nice when you can grind out a close win in a conference game like that.
What did you guys do defensively? You know, you said you got down early in the first half and then kind of picked up steam throughout the game. What adjustments did you make, or what adjustments did the kids make to play better on the defensive end?
Defensively, Norbern, I'll give them credit. They have really good spacing. They space the court, and it's kind of hard to play good help defense when, you know, the next closest guy is 10 feet away. So they do a pretty good job of that. So we tried to make them go left hand instead of go right and try not to beat us off the dribble so quickly. So that way maybe our help could rotate over a little bit quicker and then finish them off that way.
Who played well for the Dragons last night on the offensive side?
Offensively, we had two guys that played pretty well. Connor Jenkins had 22 points. He made 5 3-pointers last night. And Owen Bell, he got quite a few rebounds last night. I think he ended up with 14 rebounds, and he finished off with 10 points, and all 10 coming from the lane.
If you watched Tina play, and Coach, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it the pace that Connor Jenkins plays with, it's kind of a calming influence on the team. And he's a senior, you know, he's been through some tough seasons prior to this year, so I feel he's kind of your court general.
He kind of, you know, anytime I call out a defense or anything, he kind of echoes that. He gets everybody set up where they need to be, and he's kind of a catalyst for our offense and our defense. He's got a high motor, and that kind of translates to the rest of them. Dagan Bass was out with a leg injury for the first half of the season, and we got him back, and he's been a pretty big influence. So that kid, he's got no quit in him. He comes, and he's got a high motor, and between him and Connor, that kind of translates to the rest of the team. This team is all about effort, and there's not many times that I have to get upset with them because they're not trying very hard.
And Coach, this is the last couple of years, you guys were kind of a young team. This year, you've got, I think four seniors. You've got four wins on the season. Next week, you go on the road at Grundy County Tuesday, at Hardin Central Thursday, and then at Orrick on Friday. Talk just a little bit about some of the challenges you're going to face next week.
Yeah, we got three games next week, so, you know, come Friday, our legs might be a little bit dead, but we do a lot of conditioning, so I don't see that being too much of a problem. Going in to play Grundy, we played them in the Jamboree, but you can't tell too much from a team there. I do know they got some big kids, and we're not very tall, so that could be a little bit of an issue. We got a pretty similar record going into that game. And then we turn around and we play Hardin on Thursday. That's another conference game that I think that should be a good grinded-out game. That'll be a close one. You know, both teams played pretty well. And then we head into Orrick on Friday. I don't know a whole lot about Orrick, but they're in our district, so it'd be nice to go in there and see what they're about, maybe grind out a win, and look forward to seeing them in districts as well.
Yeah, that Orrick team this year is having one of their better years they've had in probably the past decade. So they've kind of had a youth movement the last couple of years, and so that will definitely be a challenge for the Dragons. But, Coach, we wish you the best of luck next week, and give us a call next Friday.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.